Power plus privilege plus prejudice equals racism. On a smaller level, power plus assumptions plus lack of invitation equals microaggressions. My definition of a microaggression is this: a brief statement or action that implies that someone's physical features, identity, or story sets them apart as other or less than, regardless of what the speaker intended. This is a story of how my colleague Judy and I worked through a microaggression together.
Ubi and I were in a group of women, and I said something that was hurtful to her.
While we were in a group discussion, Judy, who is white, made a statement about black and brown people. In front of everyone, she singled me out by asking me to verify if her statement was true. I was angry that I was singled out for being brown. I was frustrated that Judy assumed that me being brown meant I knew what all brown people experienced. I was hurt that Judy's manner of asking my opinion was a request for verification of what she heard, not an invitation for me to share what I've lived. After I did some thinking, I reached out to Judy to ask her to get together so we could clarify what happened.
It was uncomfortable knowing that I had hurt someone. I was grateful that Ubi had called because I knew that something had happened, but I didn't know what.
I really appreciated that Judy asked me what was going on when we met one-on-one and that she listened to what I had to say. She listened, asked clarifying questions, and apologized to me. She explained that she didn't realize that her words that day had taken away the opportunity for me to pitch in by explaining my perspective. Judy told me sincerely that she didn't mean to hurt me. I forgave her. It meant the world to me to be heard and seen by her.
We worked hard to listen and respect each other and our positions. We continue to appreciate the gifts we each bring to our relationship.
This interaction taught me that advocating for racial justice didn't need to be about protesting in the streets, but that it could also look like having honest and vulnerable conversations with my neighbor.